And with that, the clock has brought us to 6 o'clock exactly. Lochani, Molweni, Saubona, Tubela. Macheloni Avudi. Good morning, Goeiemôre. A big thank you to my brother in Christ, Mpo Mana, young man there from Brits, that I have the honor in the Lord Jesus Christ to call my brother. He is the technical guy behind the scenes this morning. And I have the privilege of knowing him for a couple of years. A man with a gentle spirit, is married and loves the Lord passionately. And this morning when we were setting up, I asked him, Mpo, if there's one thing that you have to be grateful for, if you have to thank the Lord just for one thing this morning, what would that be? And in the most beautiful Afrikaans imaginable, he typed, Genade onbeskryflik. Mercy unimaginable. And I sat there and I had such gratitude in my heart, because with the Lord Jesus Christ, everything disappears like in a mist. Cultural differences, who we are, race, creed, tongues, whatever. And in Christ we are united and we stand before the Lord. And my beloved brother says, Genade onbeskryflik. One thing to be grateful for. In his heart is mercy unimaginable this morning, Friday morning, 16th of May. What is in your heart? As I set up the studio, I opened up WhatsApp and on the screen, Aletta. Ek kyk hierso na die WhatsApp wat 5 minute oor 5 ingekom het. En Aletta het gaan sit en tik, wees inskikkelik teenoor alle mense, die Here is naby, moet oor niks besorg wees nie, maar maak in alles jou begeertes deur gebed, smeking en danksegging aan God bekend. En die vrede van God wat oor verstand te bowe gaan, sal oor jou harte gedagtes die wag hou in Christus Jesus. Aletta het die moeite gedoen om dit op WhatsApp hier by Radio Kansel te sit. Met danksegging. En ek weet dit wat die Here op my hart lê om vanoggend met jou oor te praat, is 'n dankbare hart. En ek wil vir jou vra, would that be okay if I ask you, not your name, not your street address, not which province you're from, not which country you're from, just simply one thing, what are you grateful for this morning? I know I have done that in the past. But then again, God's mercy is fresh and new with each new daybreak. The Bible says that in the book of Lamentations nogal. Lamentations 3 and verse 23, God's mercy is fresh and new with each new daybreak. And so when you wake up in the morning like Mpo and like myself, and you stand before the living God, the unseen, omniscient, all-powerful, all-majestic God, the very one who gives us the breath in our nostrils, every heartbeat is grace and mercy from this Lord. It's okay to thank the Lord on a daily basis. One thing. Footie, ek sien vir jou daar, ek sien jy het vir my 'n voice note gestuur, ek kan ongelukkig nie nou na hom luister nie. Maar baie dankie broer, jy kom ook al 'n lang pad saam, Footie Beyers. And so, what is that one thing that you would thank the Lord for? If you have to sit in your car at home and type it out, just use your thumbs on your cell phone and type it out, but not to Wynand, not to Radio Pulpit, but to the living God. Anay, that says, I'm so thankful for a new start. Hey, Anay, isn't it wonderful? Every morning a new start when you open up your eyes, isn't it? Christa Russell wat sê, die vrede wat alle verstand te boven gaan. Christaatjie, wat een wonderlijke manier om een vrijdag te begin. Quentin, I see you. He says, I'm thankful for my wife and my four kids. I'm thankful to the Lord. Jacqueline, wat sê, dat hy my elke dag lewe gee, vry van my sondige bestaan. Dankbaar vir elke dag sy genade, sê Aletta. Elke hartklop, elke asemteug, sê Jean. Ek staan voor die Here en ek dank om daarvoor. Minnie wat sê, omdat hy my eerste lief gehad het, staan ek met dankbaarheid vanoggend voor hom. Matabata, good morning to you. I thank the Lord for his righteousness, his truthfulness. I am grateful for righteousness and truthfulness. Thank you, Lord. Louise, dat Jesus my wakker gemaak het. Wat 'n voorreg. Om volgende te kon wakker word, en hier sit ek en jy, met dankbare harte, en ons het dankbaarheid in ons harte. And we are united by the blood of Christ, we are united by the Holy Spirit, we are united in Christ Jesus with thankful hearts to the Almighty God. We believe, unashamedly so, proclaiming here at Radio Pulpit, Jesus is God. Lynette Schoeman wat sê, sy liefde en sy guns oor my, en my geliefde is elke dag. Monica wat sê, dat ek om vrylik mag dien in hierdie land. Ek stem saam met jou, my liewe Monica. Wat 'n voorreg. Henny, ek sien vir jou daar. Baie dankie. And so, God has laid on my heart. You know what? I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful to the Lord for you because we stand in unison here this morning with grateful hearts. Yes, it's Friday the 16th of May. It's 8 minutes after six. And yes, we are thankful to the Lord for being on his wake-up list this morning. We are thankful to the Lord for a roof over our head, clothes on our back. Miskien iets in die yskas om te eet, te drink koffie. Ek het die heerlikste koffie al vanoggend gehad. So baie om, tel jou seëninge, tel hulle een vir een. Remember that song? Count your blessings, count them one by one. Anthea says, prophesy, Anthea, prophesy. She says, I thank the Lord for revival in SA. I speak it over the airwaves, Anthea. I'll be your voice. And we speak revival over South Africa. Last night, when my wife and I had quiet time, we were asking the Lord if Israel could be born in one day, the 14th of May, 1948. Imagine what God can do for South Africa in one day. We speak revival, Anthea. Elaine Travera that says, so grateful to the Lord for waking me up. I was feeling ill yesterday. And I woke up healed this morning in Jesus' name. I'm so grateful. It's such a privilege to read your WhatsApps. It's such a privilege to know that we are united with thankful hearts to the Lord. Maggie that says his unfailing word. Maggie, can't agree with you more. The blueprint for happy living, John 17:17. Thy word is truth. Sanctify us by your word, Lord. Thanks, Maggie, for that one. Ronnie would say, a veilige nachtrus. Is deur die nag. En om te kan deel in God se skepping, hierdie nuwe dag. Ronnie, a vriend van my sê nou die dag, hy sê, ek kan nie wag om te sien wat die Here vandag gaan doen nie. Kan nie wag om te sien wat die Here vandag gaan doen nie. Rochelle wat sê, ek het vanoggend wakker geword met dankbaarheid dat my sondes elke keer vergewe word, ongeag dat hy lief is vir my. Hey Rochelle, hierdie kant ook nie, hierdie kant ook. To be thankful. Did you know that the Bible is full of commands to give thanks to the Lord? to thank the Lord God Almighty. There's Psalms 106, verse 1. Give thanks to the Lord. He's good. His steadfast love endures forever. Psalms 106 and verse 1. And just one psalm further, Psalms 107 and verse 1. Give thanks to the Lord. He's good. His steadfast love endures forever. This unseen God. You know what? It's not a faraway God. It's not the Garden of Gethsemane, the Garden of Eden. It's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. I have to be reminded constantly, the same God that we read in the Bible about keeping his hand and the promises true, yes and amen to Israel, is the same God that's keeping his hand over Israel today and over you and over me. Prophecies to be fulfilled. You want to follow this God? Follow him with a grateful heart. Psalms 118, verse 1, give thanks to the Lord for his good. His steadfast love endures forever. Three times now. To have thankful hearts to the Lord. 1 Chronicles 16, 34, and so the list is just endless. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. All circumstances. 1 Thessalonians 5, 18. And I've just quoted scripture, not to Bible bash you, but just to say God in his infinite wisdom through his Holy Spirit writing the scriptures from Genesis to the maps has written in there that we should live with thankful hearts. And the list of scriptures that I've just given to you list reasons why we should thank him. Because his love endures forever. He's good. His mercy is everlasting. Nempo. Genade onbeskryflik. I so wish for a day that race, creed, and color falls away and every tribe, tongue, and nation stand before the Lord and we hook in arm by arm and we sing the praises of the King on high. Just worshiping him with thankful hearts. Praising him together. That's what we're doing this morning. Everyone, each and everyone, doesn't matter who you are. The north, the east, the west, the south. It doesn't matter who you are. We're praising this God like lepers. We come back, we stand before him and say, Lord, I have thanks in my heart right now. You know what? We cannot adequately praise God and worship him without being thankful. And like any wise father, God wants us to learn to be thankful for all the gifts he has given to us. Just count your blessings. Count your blessings one by one. Is it health you have this morning? Somebody said the other day, health is a crown that we wear that only the sick can see. When last have you thanked the Lord that your plumbing is working? Yeah, even that. Things that we take for granted. Eyes. I've spoken to somebody this past week who's lost his sight. We take our eyes for granted, our senses. And it's in our best interest to be reminded every day that everything that we have is a gift from God. Because without that, we become arrogant and self-centered. The Bible says in the last days, lovers of self, we see it with selfies. We begin to believe that we've achieved everything on our own. I have known a man personally, who said, why should I thank for my food? Why should I pray for my food? I've worked for it. Can you believe the arrogance in a statement like that? Because thankfulness keeps our hearts in the right relationship to the giver of all good gifts. So much that we have. So much that we are thankful for this morning. You know, we as humans are prone to covetousness. We tend to focus on what we don't have. But if we continue, somebody said, and I've spoken about this so many times at Radio Pulpit, what would you have this morning? What would you have this morning if you only have the things that you thanked God for last night? Wat sou jy vanoggend gehad het? By giving thanks continuously, we are reminded of how much we do have. If we focus on the blessings rather than the ones, we are happier. Don't you agree? And when we start thanking God for the things that we usually take for granted, our whole perspective change. Brandpunt this morning is all about a perspective change. That's the program between 6:30 and 7 o'clock where we tackle contentious issues. You know what? We would realize we can't even exist without all the merciful blessings from God. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God. Aleta, hier is jou skrifweer. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. We are to be thankful, not only for the pleasant situations, otherwise it's idol worship, but in all circumstances. Das mense wat swaar kry vanoggend. Listen, this past week, I had the unenviable privilege to read the news. Oh boy, I dislike that immensely. Because it's worldly news. Worldly news. And it speaks about the unemployment figure in this country. And as you and I are talking right now, over 8 million people in this country are unemployed. If you are unemployed this morning, put your faith and your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And change your perspective by saying, I can't wait to see what God will do today. I came up the stairs into the studio this morning, and last week, there's a coffee maker here. And last week, the coffee maker went in for service. Now, if you know me, I love coffee. And I was standing on the other side of the wall, and I said, Lord, on the other side of this wall, I don't know if the coffee maker is back. I don't know. But you know, Lord. And it's literally just on the other side of this wall. I can't see through this wall. When I poke around the wall, when I'm going to look around the corner, will it be there? Won't it be there? And behold, the coffee maker was there this morning. I had such gratitude in my heart. Such gratitude. Maar ek sê altyd, jy weet nooit wat om die volgende hoek vir jou wag as jy Jesus dien nie. You never know what's around the next corner. Can't wait to see. Even if you're unemployed this morning, even if you're sick, whatever the circumstances, give thanks to the Lord. Even in the midst of tragedy, you never know what's around the next corner, because He sustains us. He gives us strength to endure. The Bible says that, James 1:12, 2 Corinthians 12:9. And we thank Him for that promise. All things work together for the good for those who love God and are called according to His purposes. All things. We can thank the Lord this morning. Just think on it. One thing, not your name, not your telephone number, not the country you're from, not the province you're from. One thing. And in thankful hearts, we stand united before the God of Israel, the God of our Bible, the God of Radio Pulpit. Let me speak it over the airwaves. The God of South Africa. Jesus is God. That we have thankful hearts towards God. Even if you don't feel like being thankful this morning, we give thanks. And I want to say this, you can even grieve, because we know even of this young man, 37 years old, who had this heart attack and passed away. We read about it in the news. 37. And even in our grief, we can still be thankful. We can hurt and still be thankful. We can be angry at sin and still be thankful towards God. And there's enough of that going around. Are you angry at sin? With a thankful heart? That's what the Bible calls a sacrifice of praise. Hebrews 13 and verse 15 through him led us continually. You hear that word, continually? Offers up a sacrifice of praise to God. Do you have a continuous sacrifice of praise? The Bible says it's the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name. The fruit of lips that acknowledge his name. You know what? I'm so grateful for all the WhatsApps that came in this morning, because it keeps our heart in a right relationship with the Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And it saves us from a host of harmful emotions and attitudes that will rob us of the peace that God wants us to experience. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart, your mind in Christ Jesus. Hey, I'm not preaching. I'm just sharing God's word with you. I'm so thankful. Ronel, wat sê ek is dankbaar vir God se genade. Zeldaikie, ek sien vir jou daar. Die Here wat vir jou gesê het, my genade is vir jou genoeg, nee Zelda? So baie wat WhatsApps ingestuur het vanoggend met dankbare harte. Joyce, ek sien vir jou daar. Belinda Wallace, ek sien vir jou daar. Christaikie, ek sien vir jou daar. Francis, Elmarie, ek sien vir jou daar. And so, Father, we stand before your throne of grace. Just want to take away the music so we don't manipulate the atmosphere with music in the background. Not into that stuff. And so, majestic Father, we stand before your throne of grace. And Lord, you have seen the thankful hearts this morning. Lord, thank you that your mercies are fresh and new with each new daybreak. Thank you that the very emotion of gratitude, genade onbeskryflik groot, is a gift from you. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't feel this emotion of gratitude, of thankfulness. Dankie, Here, dat U ons harte sag genoeg maak om dankbaarheid in hierdie môre te kan ervaar. Ons kom na U toe en nou sê vir U dankie vir lewe. Dankie vir onverdiende genade in alle forme, Here. U ken ons harte. U weet waaroor dit gaan. And like the leper in the Bible that returned and came and said, thank you for healing me. We come to your throne of grace this morning and say, thank you, Lord, for a brand new day. We love you, Lord. We honor you. Messiah Yeshua, darling of heaven. We love you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.